We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I think Will Cain's snippet right there pretty much sums it up, you know.
And he was saying yesterday too that okay, if you don't if you don't put flags on them, then I'm going to get penalized 15 yards anyway. Yeah. So I might as well literally drill him into the ground and try to hurt him,
right?
Because what's the difference? Now they'll probably start getting fined, you know, if you're a repeat offender at doing that, and that's the quickest way to get the somebody to stop something is fine them. But, yeah, it's you can't even sack a guy, and it only has to do with the quarterback, of course. You can fall with your weight on a receiver or a running back. That was my big hang-up, though, with on a sack, when the guy still has the ball, you even then you can't do it. And there was a guy from the Dolphins that apparently, Adam Gase said, tried not to land on David Carr with his full body weight, caught his cleat.
And he got injured.
Caught his cleat in the grass and ripped up his knee. And if that's true, then the league's got real problems. You know, guy hurt himself because he didn't try. He wanted to make sure and not get a 15-yard penalty. That's out of hand, man.
Shane, there is a point of, and maybe the NFL is there, that the game is what the game is. And I'm not so sure what you can really do to effectively change the very nature of the game and the way that it's played, just to protect a position.
Well, I mean,
and a person in it.
I'll say it again. I want to give the referee, the head referee, or whoever throws these flags, and it's usually a guy behind the quarterback, use a little discretion. Try to determine intent. Because 99% of the rest of the time, you'll never try to read somebody's mind or assume intent. But like you said, you believe your own eyes. You know what a sack looks like. You know what something egregious looks like.
Yeah.
You pick a guy up and then drill him into the ground? Yeah. You know, I can't stop thinking about the guy for the Packers that did it to Jim McMahon back in the day, where you would just ragdoll quarterbacks back then, you know, and just literally slam them into the turf. There's a difference between that and, you know, coming through scot-free on a blitz and just drilling the quarterback and sacking him.
About 90% of the time, I would trust someone's judgment as to whether a guy was giving a quarterback the business
right,
or not.
Right.
I mean, I really would.
Especially when he's still got the ball. That just blows my mind. It's one thing if they hit him late after he threw it. Late hit, I'm not talking about late hit. I'm talking about roughing the quarterback as this rule states that you can't fall with your body weight on a quarterback. Just use a little discretion. Let the officials give them a little leeway.
Yeah, there was a play last night where Fitzpatrick took off and then slid, and he got a pretty good pop from someone for the Steelers. To me, that's a violation. You know, when a guy starts, and someone will say, well, you can fake someone out. Not really. When you start your slide, you're starting your slide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quarterback's getting down. There's no reason to hit a quarterback that's going down on a slide.
On that Fitzpatrick scramble that you're talking about, I thought that was egregious. That was a penalty.
I thought it was. Clearly a penalty.
Yeah.
Clearly. 51. But be
he
that
led
as it
with
may.
His head. I mean, he targeted Fitz.
But which, by the way, Shane, we're not calling now.
Mm-hmm.
So during the preseason, it was all the rage. And
he should have been flagged for that.
Yeah.
And
I think that we've had through 3 weeks, and maybe the numbers were up after last night, but through the main part of the first 3 weeks, there had been two calls on leading with your head, after there were about 25 of them in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know how things are being applied, how they're not being applied. I don't know what the mandate is, how they're being led. But my God, it's crazy. I mean, Dan Israel's coming up in a bit. We'll chat with him about this a little bit. I mean, you know, these are all very real things and changing the way that people play football. So, anyway, all right, let's get to our Twitter question of the day, brought to you each and every day by our friends from Syndio, the Twitter question each and every day on Sports Daily.
What's your favorite thing about the fall, now that it's the fall? This was a runaway. I expected a little better, but, you know, swing and miss sometimes. Leaves turning, Halloween, cooler weather, or pumpkin spice lattes? Now, every Twitter question that I have, there's at least one guy or gal, but one that I know of, it's JP, that wants...
he's always going to come at you.
Well, he wants one of the options to get zero votes. And I would have failed miserably at my job of creating Twitter questions if any of the options got zero votes. And yet he holds out hope every single time. For... hours went by that pumpkin spice latte didn't get any votes.
Oh.
And so JP jumped on and he kind of was feeling it. He said, you know, I'm going to go sit on way down at the end of the bench with everybody else, basically making the comparison that we got a no-no going, so I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And sure enough, pumpkin spice lattes only got 4% of the vote, but 4% nonetheless. 81% say cooler weather.
Deanna
says bonfires. Nick says postseason baseball. Greg said the two drawbacks to fall, which I don't know if he doesn't like the fall, but he says allergies.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
You're either hotter than sin or colder than ice. No just right temperature in the car or office. Kind of an interesting criticism of the fall. And then Chris, of course, says, as a KU football fan, knowing basketball is around the corner to save my morale.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Pick your spots, I guess.
How long is fall really in Kansas?
Good question.
Don't we go from allergies and heat kind of, and then all of a sudden it just, it becomes not winter, but it, well, I guess it's not winter, it's fall.
No, I
right?
think you're onto something.
Suppose.
Yeah. Fall lasts about a month, I think, here.
It's short. It is really short. I mean, you got fall and spring that are pretty short.
Well,
winter and summer that are pretty long.
The overnight low tomorrow night is supposed to be 48. So while the highs in the afternoon are more comfortable now, I mean, I hate to complain, and I'm not, but, you know, you to me, in the fall, you can leave the windows open all the time, right? Well, you can't leave them open at night if it's 48 degrees, you know? So
just a little crack.
Just
a little crack, just to get some fresh air.
Well, to your point, it doesn't last long. I mean, it's nice for a while, and then to me, it's just colder than hell.
Yeah. No, I agree.
We'll get about a month of the good
Kansas
stuff.
Is not a great crack-your-window-open state.
At virtually any point during the year.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It really isn't. My friend Dave Freeman, who used to be the meteorologist at, I'm not sure where Dave is now. I don't think he's at KSN anymore.
I don't believe he is.
But his big catchphrase was great sleeping weather.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, remember that?
Yep.
Great sleeping weather. And he's right. There is such a thing as great sleeping weather. It's just that, you know, I don't think we ever had that much of it.
Not much.
In Kansas, really. I mean, you know, it's either so cold outside that you get into one spot under about 15 blankets and you just, you know, hold on for dear life. I did have heating in my home. Or you're trying to figure out a way to stay cool. So, all right, Dan Israel, speaking of cool, different kind, but whatever. We'll apply. Coming up, when we'll talk about the 3-0 Kansas City Chiefs. one of what, three teams now only that remain unbeaten after 3 weeks in the NFL. No. You want parity? You've got it in the NFL. 3 weeks in and there's only three unbeaten teams. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, we'll talk more Kansas City Chiefs football as we continue in a moment. Dan Israel from the Chiefs.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.